And we continue on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedgebo of Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Demon Archer Sammy Mellinger. Sammy, thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sammy, obviously the last couple of weeks have been very hectic. Coming off Worlds appearance for the team, you brought 7 archers, including yourself. You had a very good finish, including in the top 10 and 150-plus high school girls. Shot a 285. Before we get into the Worlds itself, let everyone know, how long have you been a part of the sport of archery? What inspired you to want to play?
I've been in the sport since 6th grade, and I'm going to be a sophomore this year. And, I didn't really want to go off archery at first, but my mom told me to try it, and I did, and then I just kept doing it, and it turned out to be the sport that I was good at, so just kept doing it.
You think Washington, myself being a newbie to the town, it seems like Washington has a pretty good program. Do you think that it just continues to get better and better?
Yeah, I think it does, because every year, people just, keep trying out, and they're learning from what they did last year, so we're becoming a better team. And
you, as yourself and the team, qualified from Nationals a couple months ago, and let's talk about Worlds now. It happened last week. What's kind of your first thoughts? How do you think your team did? How do you think yourself did looking back at Worlds?
I think, the team did really well, so there was, some people that did better than what they've normally done. Some people that kind of dropped. But I think we scored pretty good as a team. And it's been a long season, so we were kind of glad to get it over with. But as myself, I think I did pretty good. It wasn't my highest that I've scored in 3D, but it was only a point away. So I'm pretty happy with my score.
Just to let all the listeners know, of course, there's different categories in archery. For those who don't know, I know your team participated in the 3D competition. Kind of map out the differences between each category.
So bullseye is you shoot just at a regular target, and you have the rings of 10, 9, 8, and so on. And then 3D is when you shoot at animals, and they have a circle on their body that you shoot, and it just goes 10, 9, 8, 7, and there's no 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then there's just 0 if you miss it or hit the turkey's legs.
Which one of the categories do you prefer the best?
I like the bullseye better, but I like both of them, but bullseye is better for me.
Well, for the competitions, kind of map out maybe how do they go by rounds? How long is the average competition from one day to the next? Just kind of map out a whole event day at Worlds.
What we did, we were one of the first people to shoot at 3D. I think we were actually the first flag to shoot. And so we start shooting at 9 is when we start shooting. And we go through, there's 6 rounds, and you shoot every animal, and then you score them. And then once you're done, you sign your scorecards and whatever. Normally, 3D doesn't take as long, but normally it's 45 minutes to an hour for the 3D. And bullseye is basically the same thing, 6 rounds. Actually, there's a practice round at 10, a practice round at 15, and then 6 scoring rounds. And it's basically 45 minutes to an hour there, too.
Awesome. Well, we're talking with Sammy Mellinger of the Demon Archery team. Well, Sammy, obviously a lot going on in Florida at the event, but did you have any time away from the archery? What did you be able to visit? What did you kind of do in the free time out down in Florida?
I got there earlier than the rest of the team. I went down there Monday, and everyone else went down there Thursday. So what I did is we have family down there, so I spent some time with family. And we went to the beaches, and I think I went to a total of 3 beaches when I was down there.
Nice.
And we went to the Kennedy Space Center, and that was basically it.
Awesome. Always fun to go down to Florida. Well, Sammy, now that the season is officially over, what's next? Now that we move into the off season, what's the off season plans? How are you going to practice and get ready for later in the year when you start up for next season?
Well, I am just going to like practice at home and like stay with it, and then till the next season starts, so that I don't like lose it or whatever. I'm just going to like keep practicing at home. Hopefully, get better.
Sammy, kind of getting away from archery and sports itself. Obviously, you got a couple weeks left of summer before you have to go back to school. What's the plans? What do you like to do in your free time to soak up the rest of the summer that you have?
Well, I like to hang out with friends. I normally go to my friend's house and swim in their pond. And whenever I'm not doing anything, I'm at home with my brother. Just sitting around doing nothing.
Nothing wrong with that every now and then. Well, Sammy, last kind of question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. Sammy, what are some of your core values?
So, like, my core values would be, like, in school, I just want to, like, you know, like, be the person that everyone, like, can count on, or, you know, like, can come, like, ask for help or anything. And I just want to be, like, good in school. And, like, outside of school, I just want to, like, make people happy. And, like, I just want to, like, do good in life, you know, like, get a good job and have a nice, like, rest of my life. So it isn't, like...
Well, Sammy, thanks for joining us here. Congratulations once again on being our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And good luck in the future.
Thanks for having me again.
That was Sammy Mellinger of the Demon Archery team as they are just fresh off their Worlds appearance this last week. Terrific season for Sammy and the Demon Archery team once again. We'll be back with more of the PM Sports page right after this.